Welcome to the Adonis Index Podcast. I'm John Barman. With me is Miguel Garcia. He came in 10th place at the 12-week midterm contest, I guess we're calling it. We were just discussing the difference between the idea of the 12-week contest sort of being sort of an intermediate step to the 20, and some people just chose to skip the 12-weeker. So the 20, if everyone who I've talked to is in on the 20, it's going to be quite competitive. So Miguel, you said you're going to submit for the 20, and I think you should because you're well on your way. So to start with, give us your training history or what you've done just briefly before you found Adonis.
All right. Well, I have never trained before. I started like 4 years ago.
Mm-hmm. How old are you, by the way?
I'm 28 years old.
Yep.
So I joined the gym like 4 years ago. Mm-hmm. And I was assigned to an instructor there. Mm-hmm. And he, quote unquote, designed a workout routine for me.
Yep.
But it was like, I guess it was like very resemblance to the strength and endurance part of the main workout routine.
Okay. And it was just mostly that? Did it change much?
No, that was the thing that threw me out of that, because it didn't change at all.
And that's it? You were just supposed to do that over and over again?
Yeah, and it was like 5 to 6 months of that. Mm. And I just didn't see any changes in my physique, so I dropped off out of that. So then I started researching by myself, mm-hmm. and trying to learn about losing fat and building muscle. Mm-hmm. And I believe 99% of the web pages that I stumble across, mm-hmm. they all talk about the bulking philosophy, you know, yeah. the bulking and then cutting fat. And for me, that was the way to go. So I found this Vince Del Monte program.
Yep.
And I followed through that, and I see some decent changes. I mean, I was like shirt on beef, but then I wasn't anywhere defined, at least as how I was wanted to be. Mm-hmm.
So you got? Did you get heavier?
Yeah. I got very heavy, and I was into the whole philosophy of 5 times eating throughout the day.
Yep.
And it was very not sustainable. I mean, it's like you guys say that it's like another job, you know?
Yeah. And it's not supposed to be.
Yeah. So I keep on with that like 6 months, I guess, 7 months. Mm-hmm. And I couldn't do anymore. I just dropped out of that.
And now what was it? Was it the eating that was too much, or was it just everything put together? Like, why did you drop out?
I guess it was the results. I never wanted to be that big, you know?
Yeah.
I always want that defined look.
Right.
So I was like very buff, but not defined.
Yeah, just bulky. So at that point, then what did you do?
Then I started researching again. So I, I kind of made up my mind on the old philosophy that it's just plain hard to achieve a body like that, you know? And I just kind of gave up to looking for that objective.
So, oh, really? So all of these experiences added up to you starting to think it's just too hard?
Yeah, exactly. Mm. So I just focus on the healthy approach. Mm. So I try to run and, you know, plyometrics, and eventually I found P90X.
Okay.
And I did that. I finished it. And by the time I finished that, I just wanted to break the freaking DVDs, you know? It was...
Isn't that even more of like strength endurance style stuff? But like, what's that like?
It's painful, man. I never want to do that again.
Okay, so how long did you try that for?
Well, I finished it. It's 3 months, I guess. Yeah, 3 months.
And that's good. It seems like you take a serious... Every time you take one of these things and you do it seriously. I mean, that's how you're supposed to do it and see what it really will do.
Yeah, well, I'm that kind of person, I guess, that I really try something and then I made up my mind after I really tried it.
Yeah,
So
you have to give it an honest go to be able to say that did or didn't work.
exactly. Yeah. So sincerely, I saw a lot of changes with P90X. I mean, I drop fat, I gain muscle, I can run faster. But again, it wasn't sustainable.
Was it
I
just too
mean,
much?
yeah. By the end of the program, I just wanted to eat and not moving a finger, you know, it's very painful and not sustainable. So again, it reinforced my idea that it was too difficult. So
That's
then I,
three, that's two things in a row now that are reinforcing
yeah,
this.
Exactly. So for me, it was like, I get it, no?
Yeah.
It was like, I get it, it's very difficult. I
Yeah.
mean, not everyone can do this. So then I drop off everything. Now I was like totally done with fitness. I was beaten up and I just didn't exercise again and start eating a lot. I
Yeah.
mean, a lot, a lot. And I gained a lot of weight and I was not even like bulk state. I was like fat.
Yeah.
So I kind of look at myself one day and just wanted to exercise again. I mean, for healthy reasons. And then I found Insanity.
Oh boy.
Yeah, it was the worst.
And you did that one too?
Yeah, man.
So isn't that even worse than P90X?
Yeah, it's worst.
Yeah.
Yeah, because P90X, you have rest times,
Yeah.
like a minute, 2 minutes, but Insanity is just this guy that is yelling at you, and he gives you like 30 seconds to rest,
Yeah.
and then he's up again and, you know, jumping and squatting, and it's crazy, crazy.
Now, just by the name, didn't you think you were getting yourself right back into what you just left?
Yeah, but I was kind of resigned to it, you know. I was
Oh,
like,
yeah. Well, by now you just expect this is what it's going to be like, right? Yeah.
exactly. So I finished that as well, but I didn't see any changes because I kept I believe that the amount of work that I was doing was pushing me to eating a lot more.
Yeah, so it was stimulating your appetite.
Yeah. So I found out that I believe I drop off like I believe 2 kilos only in the first month. No, 1 kilo the first month. So I started to thinking that was stupid, that
All that work for no payoff.
yeah. So I started researching again at the middle of this program, and that's when I found all the Adonis Index philosophy.
Okay, then, and so what'd you think when you read our stuff?
I thought it was the biggest scam ever.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, okay, explain.
Yeah, I came along from the old philosophy of bulking and, you know, hard work and cardio and no rest. And, you know, I was coming from that philosophy. So when I saw Adonis, it just contradicts everything that I had seen at that time.
Even though everything you tried, you sort of gave up on.
Yeah. Well, I saw results with some of the programs, but I never keep on trying, like, you know, a year.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, so it was the sustainable thing. Yeah,
Exactly.
you can force it for a little while, but is it sustainable?
It's not living, I guess.
Yep.
So I found Adonis and I'm not going back to any of that.
Oh, well, that's a good story. So how long ago was it that you like? When did you? Was it right before this last contest, or?
When I find Adonis?
Yeah.
Yeah, well, when I found, I don't remember well, but I guess it was at the middle of 87. Yeah, that's right. It was at the middle of 87, and well, I found it when I was at the very middle of insanity. So the next month of insanity that I was finishing up, I started to reading all the books and AGD, ESE books, and listen to all the podcasts. So by the time that I finished that month, it finished as well 87. So I was more than ready to enroll to the ATA.
And was there a particular, so you said you were very skeptical. Was there a particular moment or something you read or a podcast you listened to? What was there, can you even think of a moment or two where you were like, okay, maybe this is legit, or was it just everything put together over time?
Well, it was everything, but specifically, I remember reading to your specifically story.
Oh, mine. Oh, okay.
Yeah, from the main manual.
Oh, okay.
So I trust you, I guess.
Well,
Yeah,
thanks.
I mean, I have tried everything. Why not your story? Which is very different. So
Well,
I
I mean, I
just.
was doing the bulk stuff too, right? Like,
Yeah,
I
right.
used to do all that stuff too.
Right.
And I did it more hardcore than the average person, you know? I mean,
Yeah, yeah.
threw in a bunch of drugs, I got super big. But
Yeah.
that's not necessarily sustainable either.
Yeah, you imagine.
Okay, so you jump into AT8, and then you said you started with MBF. You ran that through AT8?
Pardon? What?
You used MBF for the contest?
Yeah. That's right, MBF.
And then, as far as diet goes, what did how did you how'd you did you eat stop eat? What'd you do?
Well, I did AGD and ESE.
Yep.
And at first I was like terrible counting calories,
Yeah.
but then I got the hang of it. So, yeah, I'm kind of okay now.
So did you just settle into a groove of like a pattern of eating, or like did you do what the other guys do and like eat bigger on the weekends, or how'd you get
Yeah,
through a week?
exactly. Like, for me, that was the thing that it's just so, I guess, liberating of ESE and AGD that you can almost eat anything you want. So I kind of prepare to the weekends. So I just eat below maintenance, and I believe I fast almost every day for the weekend. And just one meal a day, and then on weekends, because I got with friends and we have chicken wings and beer or birthday parties or
Yeah, just stuff, right? Just stuff comes up, social
yeah.
stuff.
So I prepare to the weekends, as you could say. So as long as the weekend came up, I already have in the calorie bank.
Yeah. Well, it's a good feeling too, because
Yeah,
you can
yeah,
get
yeah,
through the
yeah.
weekend without feeling guilty.
Yeah, that's right. Even people are amazed when you are eating like a pig, in the weekends. And it's like, how are you losing weight if you eat like that? And I was like, well, I just eat less in the week.
Yeah, well, I mean, it's not that hard to conceive of, but yeah, you're right. People just don't eat. Well, yeah, you know what? On that topic, so what did your friends and everyone around you think, or did you just not tell them?
My girlfriend was the only person that I told him that I was in this contest.
Yeah.
And I kind of wanted to talk with my relatives about
Yeah.
fast, because I have research and it's very the minute I barely talk about fasting, like my mom's eyes are like twice as big, it's like, but it's not better for you, you are going to get sick. So it's like not well appreciated around my I don't know if it's this worldwide, But at least in my country, it's like kind of funny looking like that.
So do, after that, did you just not tell anybody?
Yeah, exactly. So I prefer not to tell them.
Yeah, well, yeah, and that's what. Yeah, I don't know. I think it's partly cultural. I don't know if
Yeah.
it's catching on because of the media, at least in North America, but it's still a long way to go before people really understand it. Like most people I talk to still are like, "Huh? What?
Yeah,
What are you doing?"
exactly.
You know, they still don't know.
Yeah. So I talked to my girlfriend as well, and she was very supportive, and yeah, it was a very good help for me.
Yeah, that's good. That's kind of important. If your significant other's on board, you can pretty much handle anybody else.
Yeah, exactly.
But if
Yeah,
they're
yeah.
not on board, you're fighting an uphill battle, that's for sure.
Exactly. She's like my partner in this, you know?
Good. Well, yeah, of course. Of course.
Yeah.
All right, so then the 12 weeks, were they just smooth sailing? Do you have any bumps along the way?
Well, I guess just the social events. I
Yeah.
mean, yeah, it was tough just to prepare for that, because workouts and all that stuff I kind of get accustomed to for. So yeah, that was my only bumpy thing, I think.
Yeah, there's a lot. Progress is progress, though. It doesn't matter. I mean, are you happy with where you got to so far?
Yeah.
Yeah. Now, were you skeptical along the way, or were you kind of, did you need to prove it to yourself? Like, because like you said, it was a contradiction. Like, was there a moment where you're like, "Oh, okay, I think this is actually working"?
Yeah, the first month, I guess, I saw a lot I lost a lot of fat. So I was like, yep, this is it. These guys are not lying to me, like all other programs.
Because it was totally different. Because you've lost fat before, you had to believe that this could also work.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. All right. So now, what's the goal moving forward?
Well, I have a lot to go, because I'm having fat to drop. I have like a tummy. So I wanted to finish the 20 week deadline, and then I don't know. I want to do the whole year the program,
Yeah, man,
the
just
mega cycle, I guess.
yeah, for sure. So you started with MBF, so you're gonna follow the mega cycle right through.
Yeah, exactly, complete.
So and now you're on 3.0.
Yeah, I'm starting. I'm on week 3,
Perfect, perfect.
and with I throw in there a shoulder booster.
Sure, why not? And then from here on in, just continue rolling. So are you ex I mean, you don't have a long way to go as far as fat loss. Are you accepting the fact that it's going to take a bit of time for the muscle?
Yeah.
Yep. So it's just patience at this point.
As
Patience.
long
It,
as it takes,
it's
you know.
yeah, as long as it takes, exactly. And then just stick it out. Like that's the whole goal.
Yeah.
Okay. So, well, what's your advice to other guys who've tried a bunch of stuff and maybe got to the point where they believe that it just wasn't going to work?
Well, to trust the program, I guess, and take measures of everything, you know. When I started Adonis program, that was the thing that made me realize that it was working. So I would advise that. Trust the program and take measurements of everything, because this is works. This really works. And it's very sustainable as well.
Well, that sounds good. And yeah, and measurements, that's important. Without measuring, you have no idea if you're getting anywhere.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly.
All right, well, I think that's a good place to leave it. Are you good with that?
Yeah, all right.
All right. So, well, thanks for being on the call. So, for Miguel Garcia, I'm John Barbin, and that's your Adonis Index podcast.